They did it. The British government struck a deal with the European Union and found a way to extract the UK from the European club. That is, if Parliament agrees. The House of Commons meets tomorrow to debate the Brexit deal. It's the first time Parliament has sat on a Saturday since 1982 during the Falklands War. The stakes tomorrow could not be higher, and the outcome is by no means certain. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been beseeching members of Parliament to support his new deal.
I hope very much now that my fellow MPs in Westminster do now come together to get Brexit done, to get this excellent deal over the line, and to deliver Brexit without any more delay so that we can focus on the priorities of the British people.
Okay, so what now? The World's Orla Barry joins us from London. Orla, another week full of twists and turns for Brexit, but finally, there is a deal. The end is in sight, I think.
If only, Marco, if only. I heard one MP saying earlier it's like the TV series 24 with Jack Bauer, that each hour is another cliffhanger and no one quite knows what's going to happen next. So the positives are we have a deal. So there was a great buoyant mood out of Brussels yesterday. But today it's back to brass tacks. It's back to whipping MPs to support Boris Johnson. As one headline put it here, Boris love bombs MPs in bid for Commons majority. So lots of ministers and MPs have been out giving interviews on radio and TV over the last 24 hours, including the Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab. He's been warning MPs not to stand in the way of the deal.
Those that want to criticise or to block this deal will be holding Britain back. And I think it's only through this deal and through the leadership that the Prime Minister has shown that we can get Brexit done, but we can also get the country as a whole moving forward.
Sounds a bit like a threat of sorts. MPs voting in this special sitting of Parliament tomorrow, Orla, can Boris Johnson get the votes he needs?
Well, at this stage, it could actually go either way. By the way, they're calling it Super Saturday, just to add another annoying term that they've come up with.
Got to brand it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. In our Brexit jargon. So yesterday evening when they were counting votes, they reckoned he was maybe five votes short. That appears to have changed in the last 24 hours because nine Labour MPs are indicating that they might back Boris Johnson's deal. Now, they will back the deal because they either supported Leave themselves or they come from very strong Leave constituencies. Basically, Boris Johnson's biggest problem, and it's been his problem for some time, is the Northern Irish Party that supports the government, the DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party. They came out yesterday when the deal was announced and said that they couldn't support the deal, and they have been appealing to MPs to vote against the deal. Here's the party's Brexit spokesman, Sammy Wilson.
This deal goes against everything, first of all, that the government promised they would not do to Northern Ireland, i.e. siphoning us off from the rest of the United Kingdom, putting a border down the Irish Sea, and at the same time, I mean, this is the insult to injury, overturning all of the safeguards which there are in the Belfast Agreement.
So if the MPs approve the deal tomorrow, that puts the UK on the road towards Brexit on October 31st. But what if the vote fails?
Well, here again, we're back to the guesswork. So if he loses the vote, he is obliged by law, which was passed here in Parliament in September, to go back to the EU and ask for an extension until January 31st. And he has said he will obey that law. But remember, we said it before, he has also said we will leave on the 31st of October, deal or no deal. And he has continued to say that over the last few days as well. So nobody quite knows what he plans to do in that circumstance. It is possible, by the way, that the EU, if he even went to the EU to ask for an extension, that they might refuse to give an extension. And it was interesting this afternoon, the French President Emmanuel Macron, he said he believed there was no need for a further extension.
Je pense que le délai du 31 octobre doit être tenu.
Macron has always been a hardline EU leader when it comes to dealing with the UK and dealing with Brexit. One imagines that he is saying this in order to persuade MPs in Parliament to vote for the deal tomorrow. And it does no harm to Boris Johnson to have people like Macron coming out today saying, you know, we don't need an extension. The deal needs to get through. We don't need to negotiate this again and again and again. But with the EU, it's always a little of never say never.
The World's Orla Barry in London. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.